At ice level, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and Jim, I was just talking about how I talked to Alex Satrowski in between the first and second period, and she said this team needed to just turn it up a notch. What did you tell the team in between the first and second period that got them buzzing?
Nothing. We just made a little bit of a change. We just noticed that they were layered so well defensively in the defensive zone, and we were having trouble getting pucks to the net. So we just talked about moving our F3 or our top forward over to the half wall. When we went up to the D, just go right back to her, and that would open up. That would make them to defend the entire zone. I thought we did a really good job of that in the second period, just kind of open things up. But great individual effort, Tugi on her goal, and then the Hannah, the more Grenier Huberlein was again really really solid tonight, and that was just a hard work goal by Hannah.
That Caitlin Tugis goal though, well played out by both your defensemen, Madison Hutchinson and Eva Nabilich there on that power play, but how much patience Tugis had just to find an opening to put that one in an upper shelf goal. She has a way of finding those spots, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. And you said it right there, patience. Sometimes players get in that spot and they want to get rid of it right away, but she just waited and waited and waited for the goalie to go down and then calmly put it up under the bar. So, but she was outstanding. I thought she was outstanding all night long and just really dictated the pace for us. I just thought she was outstanding.
Hannah Moore's goal, I know, Coach, you're always talking about getting those greasy goals. I know Christine Grenier, that line has looked so good as of late. Well, they've had a good season so far, but it was just a crash the net. I mean, she was in the right spot right there at the paint, like you always say, and placed perfectly on her stick. It was a nice play by Hannah Moore.
She went to a tough area and made a nice play, and Gren, that line just did a real nice job of cycling and making St. Cloud defend, and that was kind of one of our keys. Was we want to try to make St. Cloud defend as much as we could, and when you do that, you tire a team out. I thought that was just a great example. They just did a good job, got the puck to the right area, and Han made a great play.
And the one thing your team also did really well tonight, I noticed they were good at cycling the puck. You talked about it in our pregame show about how important that was, rather than just hoping to get something on net, to wait the play out. And we talked about Tugas's patience, but your team in general had some good patience out there, just keeping the puck moving.
Yeah, another one of our keys, Kelly, was cycling and again making them defend. And that, a lot of times, we call them hope plays, where you just throw the puck out and hope that it's going to land on a stick. And you don't want to do that because, 9 times out of 10, it's a turnover and your opponent's going the other way. So I thought we did a real nice job of not throwing the puck away when we didn't have a play, and we used our points real well. And just the combination of all that, like I said, it just forced them to defend. And I thought that was the key in the second period particularly, because they got back on their heels. And, that was obviously the difference in the game.
Well, I know, and special teams were also the difference. Nothing called in the first period, then all of a sudden a couple of penalties called there in the second. Obviously, Tugas's power play goal, but then your penalty kill, having to kill off two. And, again, pretty solid special teams by your team. What's, what has been the key to their success this season?
Oh, just, again, hard work. Kelly, that's probably the number one thing, especially on a penalty kill. You go out there with the mindset that you're going to outwork the other team's power play, and certainly the personnel that's on the ice work hard. They just have good instincts, and they've been doing it. It's a pretty veteran group that you have out there. I think Lauren Miller's is the lone sophomore. Otherwise, you've got juniors and seniors, and they've done they just do a real nice job. And then obviously the defense are right there as well. And your goalie's got to be your best penalty killer. And that Britt was outstanding for us today.
Britt didn't see a lot of shots there in that first or second period, but the Huskies with 11 shots in the third, and they kind of came awake there late in getting that one goal. Luckily for the Beavs, it was a little bit too late for St. Cloud State. But it was nice to see her get her 13th win of the season, now tied with Zuzana Tomchakova for most wins in a single season by a goaltender. And Brittany certainly deserves it, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. Again, just been real solid for us all year, and she was again tonight.
What do you tell your team as they get ready for the next game? Obviously, you didn't get a little help. The Mavericks fall to Ohio State, and as I looked at the scores the last time I looked, North Dakota was beating Minnesota. Obviously, you still need to keep winning in the hopes that home ice is still available for you, but obviously this is a big win.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we talked about that. We can't worry about what's going on around in the conference. We just got to take care of the business right here at hand. And these are three big points, and we got another three big that are up for grabs tomorrow. And you know, it's all we can do is just keep going out there and doing the best we can. And if we keep putting up W's, that's just a good thing.
Coach, congratulations on the win and snapping that three-game losing streak. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here as the Beavers get a big win.